Splash and Film Improvement.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. I'm speaking with Matthew.
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Matthew. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. Well, I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled line interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Yes.
Okay, sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Matthew, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to pop me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I see it here, Matthew, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the specific question with Chris. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I've got it here. Your business name is called Matthew's Home Improvement LLC.
Yes.
Okay, and the address that I have on here, that's 279 Heritage Hills Drive, Martinsburg, West Virginia, 25405.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Is this a home address or an office location?
That's my home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yeah, so I I'm registered. I got my business certificate with the state of West Virginia. I have a $1 million insurance policy, and I'm a licensed electrician.
Gotcha. Sounds great. So I'll let it to you then. And will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date?
Yeah, let me pull it up. Let's see here. Give me one minute. Let me run down here and grab it.
Okay.
Faster. A business certificate.
Yes, right there. Underneath of that, the gold one.
Thank you.
Your insurance thing is there too.
Okay. Okay, you need the business
license number. And the expiration date. So when you register your business with the state, they ask for the business license for the services that you provide, correct?
Yeah, I got some information in front of me. Mm-hmm. I have my certificate, but I'm not seeing a number.
Oh, okay. Maybe you have that for the business registration, but your state doesn't really require license for the service that you provide. Is that correct?
I would say that's correct.
Okay. All right, that's okay. I'll make it clear. Since you mentioned that you do have the business registration and you're insured.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just note that. It doesn't require that it stay. Okay. And I just want to make sure, Matthew, can you receive mail at the home address that you have provided?
Yes.
Okay. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 304-995-5875?
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that I've got your correct email address. That's mattbrevet@gmail.com.
Oh, is that the number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I found the business license number if you still want it.
Yep, I still want it.
It's the organization number, right? That would be the same.
So it's 615-661.
Mm-hmm. I've got 615-661, and do you have the expiration date?
Expiration date?
On the
look. Okay, it looks like there is one. There it goes there. What's this certificate of existence? It doesn't have any term date.
It doesn't have any expiration date.
It says effective date and then filing date. I don't see a expiration date.
Okay, can you provide me the filing date, please?
Yeah. So it's 2/26/2026.
2/26/2026. All right. Let me just note that here. Most probably your next expiration date. This is going to be your expiration date. And... oh, no, I mean, it will expire next year, so that's here, 2026.
Are you talking about your business or your insurance?
We're talking about the business license when he registered his business in the state. Because some states have a required license for the service that he provides, and some do. If your state happens to require license, then that's what I'm asking for.
Yeah, the only license that my state requires is the electrician license for the electrical that I do. Everything else they don't require a license for.
The business. Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. But anyways, I'm going to note it here what you have provided me with a filing date, just in case my team will be needing this, okay?
Okay.
All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google has the rewards, verified addresses with better local rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
I think I'll hide the address since it's my residence.
Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you then. Okay? All right. Thank you so much for that. And do you – oh, I just want to confirm that I got your correct email address. It's mattbrevet@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have a business website?
No. I got my Facebook.
Okay. So let me note that. If you don't have any website yet, Matt, we can build a high converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. Okay? So let me just pull up some website, URL options, or domain name for you to choose from. So I always suggest, Matthew, that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. So if you're going to have your business name as your domain name, it's quite long. So can you provide me any domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it is available? Like, for example...
MatthewsHomeImprovement.com?
MatthewsHomeImprovement.com is still quite long, but I can check it for you. We have MatthewsHomeImprovement.net.
That works.
Okay. So, yep. Okay, let's have the next floor domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can have the domain name for $99. Okay? You can keep this for $99. And now,
for $100?
Yeah, just in case that you will cancel your services and you wanted to keep the domain name. But
I'm good. I don't want
it. That's okay. So let me just have your domain name. And since we'll be creating a website for you, Matthew, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a few questions for my website team to create. Okay, so what brand colors or color scheme do you want for your website?
Well, I kind of thought, so the guy I talked to the other day said that he was building me a website in Local Flash.
Yeah, this is going to be what we're creating.
Okay.
So we will build your website. Our website team will need these questions, so they will create the website that you like. Okay? And since you will be creating your website, you have your domain name, the MatthewsHomeImprovement.net.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay the $100 for it.
Yep, you're not going to pay any $100 right now.
Okay.
Just in case,
okay.
Just in case that you will cancel and you wanted to keep your domain name, that is when you're going to pay for $99.
Okay.
All right. And, yep, what colors do you want on your website?
What do I want on my website?
Yeah, colors do you want on your website? Do you want to do something brown, blue?
Oh,
red.
Colors.
Yes.
Colors. Colors. Yeah, so I like navy blue.
Navy blue. Mm-hmm. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
You said top 3 or top 6?
Yes. Top 3 to 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so electrical. Painting, electrical, interior painting, power washing, lawn care, tree removal, and junk removal.
Okay, so we got here electrical, interior painting, power washing, lawn care, tree removal, and junk removal.
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
Yes, I would like to give veterans 5% off.
Okay. 5% off for veterans. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website? For example, from Yelp, Angie's, or Facebook?
Yeah, so I have reviews from Angie's and Thumbtack.
Okay, we get Angie's and Thumbtack. All right. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
I do have pictures, and I don't know if I got videos, but I definitely got pictures. Is there, like, how do I send them to you, or?
Good question. So you can send it to us or upload them to your dashboard or through your local Splash app. Have you checked your dashboard?
Oh.
So you can either upload it through your dashboard or through your app. Or if you want to send it to us, that would also work.
So I got the app, and I got the app open right now.
Okay.
What do I do? How do I see here?
So that would be under the business info. So under the
business info,
yep, you'll see media. So you can upload the photos. When you scroll down, there should be a media where you can upload logo, cover photos, business photos, and some business videos.
Local Splash keeps stopping.
Okay. The reason may be it's because we haven't done setting up your account yet, so you're getting some glitches. System glitches in your account. Yeah. So I apologize for that. So you can check it later once everything here is done. And, yep, you can upload it under business info, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And let me just note it here. Do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos on your site?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. This is a very good idea that we highly recommend. And would you like to enable online payments?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, we can skip it. How about, would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Yeah, I mean, like, how does that work? They can just, like, book their own estimate?
Oh, when it comes to your website, your customers will book for a time on the calendar, and you will receive a notification with the details, and you will confirm the appointment. And you'll also receive an email with a booking request. With a booking request details. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you want to try this?
That.
All right. Yeah, this is actually a very good idea. And it is very helpful. So let's work with that. And also, are there any special features that you would like to add on your site? For example, have you heard of AI chat? Or the AI chat box? Do you want to try that?
I know about them. So I would have an AI chat bot that could answer questions?
Like, there's going to be an AI chat widget on your website. And would you like to give it a try?
Sure.
Okay, so let's work with that. And are there any websites that you like, Matthew? Like, have you checked any other websites, and what do you like about them? Maybe we can use this as a reference.
So, what was the question?
Are there any websites that you happen to like? Like, have you checked anybody's website?
I guess not.
Okay, that's it. Anyways, our team really create a good website. And if ever you have any concerns that you wanted on your website to be changed, then let us know anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to show my logo, for sure.
Yeah. All right. And let me see. Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
No.
Okay. And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or some advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your website first?
Well, I mean, I'll just check it first.
Mm-hmm. And if you have concerns, that's what I can tell, that you can always give us a call, leave us a text message or email with any concerns about your website changes, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now let us set up your call tracking. So this is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Stash app as your primary phone number, as your username. So let me just pull out the phone number, the call tracking number that my team set up for you, Matthew. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay? So
okay.
Let me see. They have this number for you. Let me just pull it up real quick. Okay, so they've got this 304-596-5944. Are you okay with this phone number?
And that's just like, what kind of phone number is that?
Okay, so this is your call tracking number. So that means to say, we're going to promote you with this phone number on all your marketing campaign. This is endorsed by Google itself. And the thing is, when they call you this number, all the calls just will go through directly with a phone number that ends with 5875. But the good thing about this call tracking number, because you have this, you'll be able to track all your calls, all your leads in your dashboard through your local Splash app.
Okay.
All right. And anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to make sure that this call tracking number works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring in your end, Matt, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Matthew's Home Improvement LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
For $20, you're going to give me a answering machine?
Like for $19, you can have a professional recording so that you can choose between a female voice or a male voice. And you can ask for changes anytime with no additional cost after that. Mm-hmm.
No, that's okay.
Oh, yes, we can skip this. And if ever you change your mind, if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime. Okay? And also, are you familiar with Google Workspace?
Google Workspace?
Yes.
No, I'm not familiar.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you've heard about it, right? So Google Workspace, Matt, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents on your own domain. So you already have a domain name. We have the one that we just got earlier. Let me just go ahead and pull it up for you. That's MatthewsHomeImprovement.net. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says info@MatthewsHomeImprovement.net or office@MatthewsHomeImprovement.net. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. If you would be interested, you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with the ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Matthew, shows that you do provide quite a lot of service. So you do provide electrical work, handyman services, tower washing, painting, and some tree services. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I would say electrical and painting.
Electrical and painting. Okay. And do you want it to be found first with the keyword electrician or electrical services?
Yes.
Oh, you mean electrician?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Anyways, Matthew, I pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you under electrician. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Let me know if you want to change or if you want to change any from the keywords or if you want to add, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus is your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So I got here, electrician, and I have added the next keyword, interior painting, because you mentioned that this is your main service also aside from electrical services. We have electrical contractor, electrical services. We also have electrical repairs, electrical wiring, rewiring services. We have electric outlet installation, lighting installation, electrical fixture installation, Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you also do emergency electrical services?
As in like 24/7?
You don't? I'm going to take it out if you're not comfortable.
No. Yeah, no.
Okay, I'll take it out.
Just from 7 to 7, mm-hmm. Monday through Saturday. I don't do Sundays.
Do you also do EV charger installation?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just add it here. And let me see. I'm also going to add the other keywords that you have mentioned earlier, like power washing, lawn care services, tree removal, and junk removal, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other services or keywords related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, I think you got them all.
Okay. Anyways, you'll receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Matt, is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
That's a really good question. I provide excellent customer service with quality work. I'm one of the few businesses that provide these services that are open on Saturdays all day long from 7 to 7. But besides that, I'm not too different than anybody else. Got a lot of experience. I've been in electrical work for 10 years, done painting for almost 10 years.
Okay. I may add, do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. So I'm going to go ahead and add those descriptions. This is very helpful for the business around your area. Okay? And do you have a mission statement?
Not really.
Okay. Do you want to hear what I prepared for you?
I do.
Okay. So these are the ones that I prepared. Just let me know if you like any from my list. So I got it here, Matthew. At Matthew's Home Improvement LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. The second one is at Matthew's Home Improvement LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Matthew's Home Improvement LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one is at Matthew's Home Improvement LLC, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. So, do you like anything from the ones that I prepared?
Yeah, I like the third one.
The third one, okay. So at Matthew's Home Improvement LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. All right, let's work with this. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
No, I don't.
Do you want to personalize your tagline?
You got one in mind?
We do have, but those were like very generic.
Okay.
That's why I don't want to offer it to you.
But,
so if you want to personalize your tagline, you can send it to us a text message if you like, okay? Or if you want to have that tagline for your business. And how many years have you been in business?
This is my first year.
first year. So you started this 2026, but you do have 10 years of experience, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to note it that way. So people would know that you have a good year of experience. It's 10 years, okay? And how many people work with your company?
Just me.
Okay, we have one for now. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Residential.
All right, so that's residential. And residential only, right? Let me just update it here. And I just want to confirm that I got your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Saturday to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, you're closed.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And can you provide me the types of payments that you accept?
Yes, I accept cash, check, credit card, debit card, Venmo, Cash App, and that's it.
So we do cash, checks, credit, debit, Venmo, and Cash App.
Correct.
You don't do PayPal, Apple Pay?
No, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now
I would like to work on Apple Pay, but...
Mm-hmm. Do you mean add it right now or no?
No, I mean, I don't have it, so I'm not going to offer it right now.
All right. So now that we have your business information, Matthew, you do have two options. And the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is you can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you these options because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and to wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
So I heard you say that you can put me into 100 directories, Yelp.
Yes. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Facebook, Google, and Yelp. And there's no additional cost for that. And that option is the best that we offer. The second option is listing you on an expanded set of 100 directories, which I don't recommend because it will open you to spam calls. So would you like to work on the first option?
Yes.
Okay, let's work with the first option. And now, let's cover your Google business profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here, Matthew, that your business is located in Martinsburg, West Virginia, correct?
Correct.
All right. So which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you please provide me your 5 cities or 5 zip codes?
Yeah, sure. So, Martinsburg.
Okay.
Charlestown.
Mm-hmm.
Hedgesville. Inwood. And then those are all West Virginia. And then I do Winchester and Percyville, which are both in Virginia.
What's the last one? Winchester and?
Percyville.
Percyville, okay. So I got here, Martinsburg, Charlestown, Inwood, Hedgeville, Winchester, and Percyville.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for this. And do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
No.
Okay. Actually, before I try to call you earlier, Matt, I did a few research because I want to make sure if you do have an existing Google Business Profile or not, because having more than one is not going to be very helpful for your business. Okay? You want to make sure that you already have only have one. So upon checking, I didn't see any business name associated to your home address and your phone number, so that's nothing to worry. We will create one and optimize it for you. Okay? So for this, Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour. You show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and you will send the specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area of business. And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. And also, Matthew, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes.
All right. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile. Anyways, Matthew, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. Okay. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay. So if you don't have a Yelp page yet, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp?
Yes.
Okay. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. You mentioned earlier that you do have a business Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Do you have access to your business Facebook page?
Yes.
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Oh, I mean, I don't know why would you want access to my Facebook page?
Okay, so we will be asking access to your Facebook business page so we can optimize, and also I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes.
And for us to be able to run your Facebook ads, we need you to add us as admin access so we can work on the ads. And for this, I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. Would that be okay? Yes, it is necessary. It is necessary for us to be added as admin so we can work on the ads.
And that's the way you all do the Facebook advertising?
Yep, And please know that your Facebook ads will not appear on your Facebook business page because you're not going to be the target market, but you'll be able to check how your ads look like on your dashboard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send you a secure one-click link. So you don't have to worry about this one, Matthew, because we will not have any access to the personal Facebook where you created your Facebook page. We will only be working directly with your business Facebook page. Because through the link, it will ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access, okay? And I'm sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Let me just send it to you real quick. And once you provide this access, our Facebook team will be notified and they can start working on it. Okay, so let me send it to you real quick. And if ever you have any questions or concerns, just let me know.
Okay.
And now let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your package. So for your Facebook ads, Matthew, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign or have a creative team handle this?
You all can do it.
Okay, so I'll note it here that we'll have a creative team handle your Facebook ads. And do you have a lot of photos or some photos that you can send?
Yeah, I got some.
Okay, sounds good. That is very helpful. And for your Facebook ads, Matthew, there are three lead response methods. There is what we call as form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger, and you can only choose one, okay? So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but what we highly recommend, actually, Matthew, is the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And also, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Okay. So we do have three lead response methods for your Facebook ad. There is form fill, there is calls, and Facebook Messenger. So you can only choose one, okay, for your call to action for your Facebook ads. And what we highly recommend is the Facebook form fill, because it gives you better tracking and better quality leads. And also, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So our Facebook team actually check on the best option, and they see that the form fill is giving most of our clients the best quality leads, the best leads. So would you like on the form fill, or are you comfortable with calls or Facebook Messenger for your Facebook ads?
I mean, it don't really matter to me. What, do you have a recommendation?
Yep, we highly recommend form fill for you because of the better leads that they can give. Okay, so let's work with a form fill. And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting it started, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And
hey, I got a question. So I'm going through your link to do the Facebook stuff, and like on my Facebook, I can switch between my Facebook and then my business Facebook. Mm-hmm. Are you all going to have access to my personal Facebook?
Good question. So as I had mentioned earlier, we will not have any access to your personal Facebook account. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. So on that link that I sent you, it's asking you to log in with your personal Facebook, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you will log in with a personal Facebook that was linked on your Facebook business page. And when you log in, below, it will actually ask you to choose the page that you will grant as partner access. So you will choose that page, and then you will confirm access, and that's it. That's the only thing that we will have access. No access to your Facebook, your personal Facebook.
Okay, because it didn't really give me an option, so.
So it says when you, did it say continue as your name? So when you logged in, it says connect to Facebook, correct?
Yes.
And then when you log in, can you continue as your name? And after that, it says choose page. Did it give you any option to choose your page or no?
No, because on my Facebook, you just I just get on my Facebook, and then I can switch between my personal and my business. So I don't know if you all got the right.
What do you mean, like, switching? Like, because a Facebook business page cannot be created without a personal Facebook. So is that the personal Facebook that you use in creating your business Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. So if it's the Facebook that you use, then the business page should appear once you logged into the link. That's kind of weird. Let me see. So what are you seeing right now? Just continue as your name. And when you tap on, when you continue as your name, it didn't route you to the page where you can select your business page?
No. Nope. So I just wanted to make sure you all got the right one.
Okay. How about this? Will you be able to send me the link of your business Facebook page?
Let me see.
If you can send me the link, I will ask our Facebook team to send you an admin invite. So that means to say we will send you an email, and you will have to accept that so we can have access to your business Facebook page. Will that work for you?
Yeah, that'll work. Okay, page link. And where do you want me to send the link to?
Yeah, so you can send it to 877-635-6225.
Oh, okay, hang on. You said 877.
635. 635.
6225.
6225.
Yeah. Okay. So I got 877-635. 6225.
Yes.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
All right, so let me just go ahead and check it here. Let me just pull it up real quick. So you will have to check your email. Okay, I see it now. So you'll have to check your email with the request that we have. So you can grant us your Facebook business page access, okay? So I'm leaving a message to our Facebook team right now. All right.
So I got on the email. Do you want me to hit connect Facebook?
Yep.
Or
yes, connect Facebook. Is that the link that you haven't tried earlier?
Yeah, it just has my personal account.
Yep, you actually need to log in with a personal account that was used on creating this Facebook page. Can you try?
Yeah.
Connect to Facebook, okay. Let's see.
Oh, okay. Select account. Yep. Nancy Home Improvement. Maybe I did it wrong or something.
Okay. That's all right. So it will ask you to choose the page and then grant us access.
Okay. I successfully connected.
All right. And I see it now. My Facebook team let me know that you already got this access. Thank you so much for that, Matthew. And they will start working on your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
All right. They will also optimize your Facebook business page. So that's a very good thing. All righty. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Just I'm a busy man. Just reach out when needed.
Okay. And if you're not available, that's okay. We'll try to leave your voicemail and let us know when would be the best time to contact you. And you do have a logo, right?
Yes.
Okay. So please send us also your logo so we can use it for the marketing campaign. So now, Matthew, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, and the logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. Your search growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local Splash. And of course, Matthew, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, so 3 weeks from now, that's going to be the same day, Friday, on the 3rd of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
That'll work.
Okay, and do you want to do it at the same time?
Yep.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when you will call. And as I have mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, I think that's it.
All right. And also, Matthew, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything isn't accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back if you are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Matthew. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.